Now, we're going to continue this conversation about hip-hop and academia, but from a slightly different angle. The music that comes from the school itself. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm not a journalist like some of our other guest hosts you may have heard on the 21st, but I'm a music producer and also a professor in the School of Music at the University of Illinois. I'm really excited to share with you a track that we've been working on for a while. It's called The Illini Anthem, and my collaborators and I hope this will become the university's new fight song. It will be performed at Sights and Sounds, which is a part of the freshman orientation on campus later this month. It will also be played at the football season opener against Nebraska. In just a bit, we're going to play it for you, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. But first, I'd like to welcome my collaborators on Illini Anthem. Jarrell Young is a rap artist and MSW student at the University of Illinois. Jarrell, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff Spizzato is also with us. He's director of the School of Music at the University of Illinois.
Great to be here.
And Barry Hauser, Illini Marching Band Director and Band Professor.
Go Illini.
Thank you all so much for being here. But now, the wait is over. Listeners and Illini Nation, stand up. This is the premiere of the Illini Anthem.
Top ranked in the nation, champagne to a banner and Savoy. The alma mater got us Midwest, stepping through that block I section. I got my season tickets for the games.
Yeah, yeah.
That degree got me flexing just to graduate. So blessing you if I remain a household name.
Welcome yes. to the coolest school, repping orange and blue, Big Ten University. Where we kicking like karate, got the smartest student body, and we strive for diversity. Screaming out ILL.
We would love to hear your thoughts after the break. Give us a call at 800-222-9455. When we come back, we'll speak with my co-creators of the song. And I'm so sorry we're not going to break. So here we go with our co-collaborators. And I appreciate y'all because I'm new to this radio thing. But we have Jarrell Young, we have Jess Spizzato, and we have Barry L. Hauser. So Jarrell, I'll start with you because, you know, you were there sitting with me when I made the beat. You had a chance to give some input. And then you wrote an amazing record. Can you talk about just the creation process and the lyrics and the heart that you put into the song?
I mean, honestly, it just naturally flowed. When I went over to your house and you played the Low Brass remix and how you chopped it up, it gave an authentic hip-hop Midwest style to it, you know. And I just know from my experience graduating from the university and working on my master's right now, born and raised in Champaign, Urbana, it just naturally flowed, and I just basically kept it authentic and talked about what I've been through and my experiences and what I've seen through other individuals that went to the university.
Okay, so this one is for Barry. And so, you know, we had a conversation because, you know, this wasn't the first iteration of the song, right? We had talked about previously we had done one with the war chant, and we said, hey, that's not really how we want to represent our university, right? And so as we approached this, you know, I had no thoughts about which sample or which song from the canon we'd use, right? So how did you all choose Low Brass?
I think Low Brass is one of those charts that we've played that has just become very timely, but also relevant. You know, we've talked a lot this past week, Jarrell, Lamont, and myself, about the HBCU culture. And it has that sound to it that has that appeal that is going to be probably more parallel to what we look at in hip-hop music. And as we have just heard, it lays down an awesome track. And so it just seemed to be the most appealing. And I think the other part of that has been the student appeal and the crowd appeal with that chart. When we play that in the stands, mm-hmm. that is the one that gets everybody on their feet, and they're just on their feet dancing it up. So I think the appeal is there, and obviously it's worked out really well.
So we're going to take a call now. Sonia is on line four. Sonia, what do you think? So we lost Sonia?
Hello?
Hello, Sonia? You there?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sonia, you heard the Illini anthem, the world premiere just now. What do you think?
I absolutely love it. If that doesn't get you in the spirit for a game or school spirit, nothing will.
Hey, Sonia, can we count on seeing you on August 28th at the game?
I will see what I can do.
All right, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. And so this question is for School of Music Director Jeff Spizzato. Right. So when you first heard the song, when you first heard the idea, we came to you, this is something different. What were your initial thoughts?
I just thought, well, I mean, as Barry was saying, this, it blends so well with Low Brass. It almost seems like it was that someone, whenever they wrote that song, when it was 50 years ago, whatever it was like they were must have been thinking about this down there. Because it just works so well. Yeah. It's just perfect for it. But what really, you know, what struck me is that we've been trying, you know, for a long time now. It's something we've kicked into high gear in the last couple of years. We want the School of Music, we want the university to reach out to everybody. It's, you know, obviously I'm most concerned about, you know, our little corner of it at the School of Music. And so we've been talking a lot about, you know, how schools of music, they tend to cater to particular demographics. And this is, Adam was talking a lot about this in the previous segment. And so what do we need to do to make sure that we're a place that reaches out to everybody with talent, and that it's not about how many years of private lessons you had, whether you were able to afford to go to specialized summer camps or anything like that. How do we get, you know, people with talent to come to school and feel like, you know, that we embrace, you know, that we don't just sort of pay lip service to their culture, but we embrace it. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard thing at a School of Music, but it's something that's what I feel like this is what we're trying to do. This is the future for us.
When we come back from break, we'll learn more about the artist Jarrell Young.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the coolest school, reppin' orange and blue, Big Ten University. Where we kickin' like karate, got the smartest student body, and we strive for diversity.
This is the 21st. I'm Lamont Holden, in for Brian Mackey. Just before the break, we heard the Illini Anthem. It's a reimagining of the University of Illinois fight song, and I'm here with my collaborators on the track. It celebrates diversity, equity, and inclusivity, and has a hip-hop sound. If you heard it, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. So we're going to learn a little bit more about the artist and author of the song, Jarrell Young. So, Jarrell, you grew up in Champaign. You went on to attend the university. What was your relationship with university like when you were growing up?
I can vividly remember just my father taking me to every ball game, football and basketball. He's a huge Orange and Blue fan. He was born and raised here as well. So just being a part of that conglomerate, it just made sense. We went to everything. So I've been doing it since I was a baby.
Yeah. And so now you're also a barber, right?
correct.
Like a Renaissance man, right? He does everything.
Something like that.
So you've been cutting football and basketball players' hair for years. Just curious, what have they told you? What's their response been?
I played it exclusively for one of my main clients from the football team, and he just went on to tell some of his guys about it, and he was very excited about it, and he specifically was just like, "Yo, it would be dope if we ran out to this." And I was like, "Okay, all right, we're going somewhere with this."
And how do you think that contrasts to how they felt about the game day experience previously?
I'm pretty sure, they feel good about it. It brings some type of energy, and it's bringing something different. So I'm pretty sure they get them going right before the game, and even during the game too, as well.
Yeah. So my next question is for Jeff. So you're the director of the School of Music, and your background is more in classical music traditions like Bach or Baroque music. When you think about bringing hip-hop to, the School of Music, what are those tangible steps?
Well, I think, the fact that we have people like Adam, people like yourself, kind of leading the way. I mean, because a lot of what we do, it grows from the faculty. I mean, the director kind of helps sort of push things in that direction, especially when it comes to, who we, seek out for new positions. But then once we get some people that, have a lot of energy, then they really kind of help lead the charge. And, I think that one of the issues, I was thinking a little bit about this when Adam was talking, that I think one of the biggest challenges that schools of music have with the idea of moving into hip-hop or trying to embrace broader cultures, bringing in a more diverse student body, is they think the problem is just so big that there's no way we could possibly ever solve it. So we're just going to focus on classical, and that's all we're going to do. And, that's not the way that anything ever changes. Obviously, it's not going to be an overnight process. It's not going to be something that we can just, turn around and do, in one semester. But, everyone needs to realize that every step we take is an improvement. Every step we take is going to slowly get us to where we want to be. And it's also not a situation where we can't, that if we do hip hop, we can't continue to do classical. We can't continue to do jazz. We can do it all. It's not, it's not a one or the other. And I think that's what we really need to just get everybody on board with, that this is not about replacing one with the other. It's about bringing them together. And you find that when you do that, we get songs like Jarrell's. I mean, that's a fusion. And, hip hop in general is a fusion. But, that's the potential for the future, is bringing everybody under the same roof. We create new and exciting things. And that won't happen if we don't do that.
I want to go to the phones again. Julian from Champaign is on line 4. Julian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Julian, what's your question?
My question's for Mr. Hauser. I've been a season ticket holder for 35 years, and I see that halftime performance. And when they play that 3-1, especially the part that resembles or is supposed to imitate, brings up an Indian war dance, you get everybody standing up and yelling chief, even though we've supposedly dropped it. So what I'm wondering is, how about changing what you do at halftime and putting in something like this instead of that particular Indian dance, quote?
Yeah, that's a great, great comment. And, it's not the first time that we've heard that. As we know, at the university level, there are many things that we face and are looking under the microscope. And I'm going to say specifically after this last year and a half of having a lot of very concentrated conversations on topics of diversity, equity, inclusion, making sure that there's better access to things, and making sure that we're representing all people. This is something, again, that is a very, very key comment, and something, like I said, that's under the microscope. We're constantly looking at things. We're listening to our fans. We're listening to our students. So very important point that you brought up, and something that is constantly under the microscope. So we'll continue to take that into consideration and really appreciate your feedback.
Appreciate you, Julian. So, Barry, how do you feel about traditions changing?
Well, as the I am the seventh director of the Marching Illini in 153 years. So it's pretty unheard of to hear that many people sticking with a job like this for that long. So I am not the longest tenured person in this job by any means, but I am starting year 11. And so looking at that, we have to look at traditions under the microscope. But, you know, what do you define as a tradition anyway, right?
Yeah.
Something that we look at that just because it's been done once, sometimes we automatically assume it's a tradition. We're going to do it again. So I think it's really important we hold on to the traditions that are true traditions of the University of Illinois, but we can put an amazing and positive spin very similar to what's just been taking place with Illini Anthem.
You said how many in 150 years?
Seven.
So that's like a one hot band director every 25-year average?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Right, okay, all right. That's
pretty much, yeah.
So Jarrell, you're going to be performing this song at Sights and Sounds for freshman orientation. What are you hoping they feel when the song is performed?
I'm just looking to have a good time. I'm looking to party, man. Bring some new energy, man. That's pretty much it. That's how I can sum it up. So yeah, new energy.
And so once again, if you would like to join the conversation, please give us a call at 800-222-9455. I'm Lamont Holden in for Brian Mackey. This is the 21st, and we're still talking about hip hop and specifically the University of Illinois. So this next question is for Jeff. How do you think this will impact recruiting?
I hope it'll bring a lot of people into the School of Music. I hope it'll bring just a lot of people to the university as a whole. It just shows that, you know, we are not just, you know, doing lip service to saying that we want a more diverse population, that we're willing to embrace the music, embrace the culture, and to give it the same kind of respect that we give all the other music that we study, which is what we should be doing. And so I really have very high hopes for this.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. So as we are pursuing the project, it's weird because I've been making music now for about 14 years. And there was a time when that was, you know, the learning process was very challenging, right? And over the last 5 years, what I've discovered, the hardest part is promoting and selling and getting the music to a larger audience, right? So just thinking about the process, it was weird because it was like the beat was an afterthought. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just thinking about that night Jarrell came over, you know, we were there for like, what, three, four hours? I think the neighbors came knocking at some point because we knew we had something. But I'll tell you where I started was, you know, I think it was like after a game, right? I think it looked like a victory. I'm on the YouTube page. I think it was the Illinois Athletics, right? And they're playing the song, and you can hear like the crowd noise. People go, "Hey, hey!" So I just took that and chopped it, looped
it,
got it going, added an 808 like I do. You know, Jeff, I'm not a, I don't subscribe to, I don't have knowledge of traditional music theory like that. I pretty much play by ear. So it was kind of cool. And it wasn't that hard because it was easy chord progression, right? Just add the 808 in there. I knew the snare drums were important. You know, you wanted to make sure you felt like there was like that live drum major section. So then when we do it live, it's gonna really have that feel. You know, I think about that wave of sound you get when you see FAMU's band. So just imagine what that might be like for the Marching Illini. So I want to go to the phones again. On line four, we have Jeff from Peoria. Jeff, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Hey, you bet. Hey, I just I was talking to the guy on the phone, and I'm an Illini alumni, and went to football and basketball games when I was at school, and ever since I got out. And I guess my question was, so is this going to replace the fight song that the marching band plays when they come out, and they're just going to do a voiceover or something?
No, it won't at all. This is going to be in addition to Oski Wow Wow, Illinois Loyalty. So when we score a touchdown, it's still going to be Oski Wow Wow. When we hit a field goal, it's still going to be Illinois Loyalty. Those are part of those traditions, music written specifically for the University of Illinois that we hold on to. I think the great part about this is that this is going to be in addition to, so it's going to be an and instead of an or. And it just brings in a different level of energy, a different sound, and appeals to a lot of our students and community members that, again, as we've talked about, hip-hop is the most consumed genre of music. And so this just adds another element and I think makes our repertoire that we, you know, do with the Marching Illini and certainly what we hear, the soundtrack of Illinois Athletics, something that, again, just going to make that repertoire more diverse.
And we appreciate you calling in, Jeff. And I just want to add to that, you know, I like to think we built this in mind. Like, there's room for everything, right? We just want to create more access points. You know what I'm saying? So I think my last question would be for Jarrell, right? You know, we've talked about how with this project, the possibilities
are endless. There's so many points of access. There's so many ways to bring the community in. There's so many ways to bring the local Central Illinois community in, but also the entire state, right? So as you envision what this thing looks like for, say, the next 7 days, the next 7 months, the next 7 years, what do you see?
I see this breaking barriers, knocking down doors, and giving other individuals from different diverse backgrounds access, you know, to the university. And just with what's going on in the Champaign-Urbana community right now with a lot of the violence and stuff like that, we need to shine some type of light on Champaign-Urbana. And this right here, what we're doing, this can actually do that. I truly believe in that, and I stand firm on that.
Okay, and actually, one more question for Barry. So can you talk about how you transpose a hip-hop beat like this to a live band setting? You know, what are the challenges in that?
I think there's some challenges, yes, but I think, you know, the great part with working with a marching band medium compared to some of our other classical ensembles that we would have in a school of music, the marching band setting is kind of an ideal medium to do that through, because that's what we're doing to entertain fans, whether it be classic rock, Broadway, you know, whatever the case may be, and throwing down some hip hop. You know, there's going to be some natural connections that are going to be easy to make happen with what we do on a regular basis.
And so, Jeff, I guess this next question would be for you. Again, same thing I asked Jarrell. What do you see in the next 7 days, 7 months, 7 years?
I really hope that this lets everybody know that, you know, we are interested in being a part of the whole community and not just a certain segment of it. I mean, especially, you know, music schools have this, you know, kind of stereotype associated with them that we're this very elite kind of, you know, beacon on the hill kind of very, you know, isolated kind of institution. And that's not what they should be anymore. We need to be performing in the community. We should be welcoming community members. We should be welcoming the music that they love. And that's why I think this is such a powerful thing. I just really am so excited about it.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for today. I'd like to thank Jarrell Young, artist and MSW student, Jeff Spazzato, School of Music director, and Barry Hauser, Illini Marching Band director. Thank you for joining me. And we're going to go out with the song, the Illini Anthem, that they helped co-produce. Champaign, stand up. Let's hear it again one more time for the Illini Anthem.
Let's go.
Go Illini.
All right, here we go. University, where we kicking like karate, got the smartest student body, and we strive for diversity. Screaming out ILL, INI, ILL, INI. Screaming out ILL, INI. Everybody put your hands in the sky. There's a lot of drip when you come to Illinois.
Yep, yep.
Let's have a party, everybody make noise.
Come on.
I'm talking higher education, top ranked in the nation. Champaign to a better Savoy. The alma mater got us Midwest, stepping through that block I section. I got my season tickets for the games.
Yeah, yeah.
That degree got me flexing just to graduate. So blessing you if I remain a household name. Welcome yes. to the coolest school, repping orange and blue, Big Ten University. Where we kicking like karate, got the smartest student body, and we strive for diversity. Screaming out ILL.
Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Our interns are Zaynab Qureshi and Brielle Scullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Lamont Holden. Brian Mackey will not be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Smartest student body, and we strive for diversity. Screaming out ILL,
INI,
ILL,
INI.
Screaming out ILL,
INI.
Everybody put your hands in the sky. Screaming out ILL,
INI,
ILL,
INI.
Screaming out ILL,
INI.
Everybody put your hands in the sky.